Because you've done it a million times before. You start out pleased, and then after a while there's something about the job that you don't like, then you get dissatisfied with the job, and then somehow or another you do away with the job, or the job seems to do away with you, and then you go find another. Or you form a relationship, it seems at the beginning that this is the one, then you begin to notice flaws in each other that you wish were different, and get to the point that you separate again. And then you look for someone else that will do better than the last one. It's like we're doing Groundhog's Day all the time. And the Course in Miracles is like saying, well, you could get to that point where since you know what's going to happen, you could prevent it by making a different choice this time. Or you can do Groundhog Day again. Now, how can you tell if you're about to do the repeat again? Well, one of the ways you can tell is it will be what you call an attraction to someone. That's your clue. How can you tell? Right, because who was it that was attracted the last time?
The ego.
It was? Didn't I choose the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wasn't I attracted to the one before that one?
Yes.
Okay. Just be honest with yourself.
Yes.
And if you go all the way back to elementary school and high school, weren't you the one that was attracted to those ones?
Yes.
Those ones?
Right.
Right? So by now, shouldn't you be getting that the person you are attracted to is probably just like everyone else, unless you've truly changed your perception, right? And if you truly change your perception, then it means that you would be able to recognize a loving person when they would show up. Now, what would a loving person be like? First of all, they would see themselves as the same as you. They would not want to attack you. They would be taking responsibility for their experience and not blaming their last friendship or last lover or last boss or last job for their unhappiness. They'd have a different conversation. You could communicate. You would feel safe. They would be reinforcing your innocence and your beauty as you are. And they'd be willing to share with you. They'd be open-minded. They'd be willing to, like, you know, check out what you're about. They would listen. They would listen. They would be open. If they don't have those kind of qualities, Groundhog Day, another groundhog has just shown up. That groundhog might be driving a Lexus. That groundhog might be making $200,000 a year. That groundhog may be making none. That groundhog may be looking like the body you've always dreamed of. That groundhog might, you see what I'm saying? You gotta recognize the groundhog.
But wouldn't you be attracted to a loving person?
Not until you became clear about what love is. You wouldn't have anything to go by. Because we are making choices based on our past values and beliefs. Why did you choose that person over another person? It was because of what you've learned. It's because of the needs that you have defined for yourself. And so I think this person is going to be a way for me to meet them. Even if I say I have a need for spiritual awareness, well, I'm still going to look around me and see who do I think is going to fit that deal. So hear what I'm saying. I know it's hard to admit that we're lousy choosers. It is. I know this is not popular to hear. That's why I ask people, I'm not saying you feel defensive. I'm just saying before you feel defensive, just be honest with yourself. Just really be honest with yourself. How many relationships of different kinds have you had? And how many relationships have you had that started out very peacefully and then went into conflict and turmoil and separation? Just be honest with yourself. So all the book is saying is this. The once you begin to recognize love, once you begin to recognize love, what you'll do is this. If I'm attracted to somebody, this is what I run down to myself. First of all, if you're attracted to somebody, don't lie to yourself. That's the first thing people do. They lie to themselves. They'll say, I'm attracted to you because I really want a spiritual relationship, and I'm really attracted to you because of something that you own or have and the way you look. That's why I'm attracted to you as opposed to the person with the hump in their back. If I had a choice between a hump in the back person that was enlightened and a person that really looked however I thought people ought to look for me to be turned on, you know who we going for, right? We're not bringing a humpback person. So for us to pretend that we even operate that way would be the lie, right? So I need to tell myself the truth. And this is how I do that. I say, would I want to be with this person if they didn't have a body? Okay? Would I want to be with this person if they did not have a, if I had to listen to this mind all the time, would I shoot myself or would I fall more in love every day? If I was trapped on a deserted island, would I want to have to spend all my time communicating with this person or not? Take away their body, take away their appearance, take away what they have, and would I want to be with this man? And real quick, you'll find out whether your urge is a security urge or a sexual urge or even something coming from your subconscious mind and programming that you don't even understand coming back from child, going back to childhood. You know, attractions can be based if a person believes in the idea of reincarnation, which you don't have to in order to benefit from the Course, because the Course says that. Because the Course isn't interested in anything you can't do right now. And reincarnation is theoretical, and so it's not interested in theoretical issues. But for those of you who got a strong sense that we couldn't have possibly gotten in this condition in one lifetime, those of you who believe that no loving God would make you have to perfect it all in one lifetime, being born unequally, that no sane, fair creator would even do that, those of you who got like hinted that, right? You know, you have to ask you, that would explain a lot of times attractions that people can't explain any other way. You know what I'm saying? If you were a female this time, last time, and you were male this time, it may explain some of your stuff. If you was a male sometime, you're female, that might explain some of your stuff. If you already had been learning with this person at another time, and now you've met again, it may explain some attractions that you don't even understand yourself. But be clear of why you are attracted. You are attracted to the person because they are about to give you an opportunity to learn a lesson in how to really love. And that's the attraction that you feel. It's the attraction to the learning experience that that person can provide you, and at a soul level, you know it. Okay. So from an ego perspective, my ego sees something it can get. From the Holy Spirit perspective, I see another opportunity to really have some real fun and some real love and some real growth. So if you feel an attraction, take a moment and ask yourself, am I willing to experience the results of this person's thoughts and thinking with them? Because that's what you're saying when you form a relationship. You're saying, I am willing to experience the effects and results of how you feel and think and act and behave with you. Because now I'm with you. So therefore, however you think, act, and behave, I'm going to somehow or another be affected by that. You see what I mean? So again, when you say relationship, you're talking about me and you going through something how? Together. Do I want to experience the results of the way this person thinks with them? Am I about to enter into a relationship with you? Now, here's a cool part about a healing love relationship. A healing love relationship works this way. Whatever joy and love that I experience, you experience it with me. I don't think there's one of you that if you, just as a hypothetical situation, won a lottery today, that would not allow the effect of that to benefit their friends and loved ones. Absolutely, you would. So they are feeling the effect of your love, your experience, you see what I'm saying? So in a healing, in a holy relationship, you are experiencing results of love and joy and peace together. And what of course calls an unholy relationship, this just means unhealed. In an unhealed relationship, you're experiencing fear and conflict and upset and lack together. So if you form a relationship with someone who doesn't have the goal of love, who doesn't have the goal of truth,